So you want to work as a yacht steward or stewardess, but you're not quite sure how to get started. Don't worry, I've got you covered. By the end of the video, you will know exactly what your next step should be, as well as get access to this proven strategy that will help you to land this dream job. For the best advice and guidance on how to get into the yachting industry as a crew member, subscribe to this channel. I am so excited to share the next steps with you. 100% of my students have been successful so far, and some of the info that I share in this video is exactly what I gave them. Now it's your turn to get access to this info, so let's dive in. Number one, make sure that you fit the criteria. What I mean by this is there are certain requirements that you need before you can even start your process to find a job on a yacht. One of these is you should be able to speak and understand English on an international level. You should also be able to afford going for all the courses so that you can get the certifications required for your desired role. And another one is you should also be willing to relocate to another country so that you can start looking for work. These are just some examples of the requirements. So make sure that you meet the criteria before you even start this process. Number two. Make sure that you understand what will be expected of you. It's really important that you brush up on the roles and responsibilities regarding the role that you want before you start looking for work. You have to know what will be expected of you, not just for each advertised job description, but knowing what the general yacht steward or stewardess duties and responsibilities are. This seems like a pretty common sense thing to point out, but you would be surprised at how often people forget to do their homework before they apply for jobs. And being an Instagram model is not quite the same as being yacht crew. Number three, decide on what you want. Knowing what you want is not only going to be beneficial for you during your interview process, but it is also really going to help to guide you on whether or not a role is a good fit for you or not. Having a clear goal is really crucial. Number four, decide which yachting hub you would like to go to and book your flights. Now, there are four main yachting hubs for a newcomer to the industry to go to in order to start their journey in yachting. There are two in Europe and there's two in the US. The two in Europe, the first one is Antibes in France and the second one is Palma de Mallorca in Spain. Now, those two locations are good to go to at the just before the beginning of the European summer, which is usually April or May. Now, on the US side, you have Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach. Both of these are in Florida, and the best time of year to go is end of October, November. So it's just before their winter season starts. Step number five, book your accommodation. I would recommend that you book a crew house and book it as soon as you can because they tend to fill up quite fast. And the reason why I'm saying a crew house is the better option because for you right in the beginning, your first connections and your first friends will all start from where you base yourself. And in a crew house, because it's quite social, everybody's starting from the beginning, everybody's starting together. And this is probably the easiest place for you to go and place yourself so that you can start networking. Next up, you want to get qualified. Now, whether you book your courses to do them in your home country or whether you want to do them when you get to the yachting hub, that's entirely up to you, but you need to make sure that you book these so that you can get them done as soon as possible. Next up, register with yacht crew placement agents. Once you know where you are going to be based, it makes it really easy to look up yacht crew placement agents within the vicinity with whom you can register with first. And I would recommend doing this or starting this process before you leave your home country because it can be quite time consuming. Once you are at the yachting hub, you want to use all of the time that you have to go out and network. So you don't want to be spending days on the computer still registering. That brings me to the last step. Go out and network. Be social. Nobody's going to know who you are or what it is that you are looking for if you spend your entire time in your room. You have to go out and meet people. 90% of the jobs that get given to newcomers in the industry or green crew usually happen via word of mouth. So if people don't know what it is that you're looking for, then you're never going to be referred for those jobs. So go out and network and be social. Now that you know what your next steps need to be in order for you to land your first yacht job as a yacht steward or stewardess, you might be thinking about all the other juicy details, like for example, your yacht CV. You will need a great CV in order to get noticed. Don't worry, I've created a yacht CV template for you that you can use to ensure that your CV meets industry standards. All you have to do to get access to that is just click the link in the description below. Also, if you have any other questions or comments, come on over to the Start Yachting group on Facebook, where myself and a whole bunch of other experienced yachties will be more than happy to answer any questions that you might have. The link to that is also in the description.